At a news conference in Poland today, President Bush said he was looking forward to his meeting tomorrow with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. It'll be the first face-to-face meeting between the two leaders.
It's an opportunity for me to say to President Putin, the United States is no longer your enemy. I also will stress that my vision of Europe includes Russia, and that Russia should not fear the expansion of freedom-loving people to her borders.
One of the major issues they're expected to discuss is President Bush's plans for a missile defense shield and how those plans might affect Cold War-era arms treaties. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Moscow.
The meeting in Slovenia's capital is billed as a get-to-know-each-other summit. Both sides are playing down expectations. But President Bush is clearly hoping to size up Putin. And here in Moscow, lawmakers like Irina Hakamada say the two men can set a new tone, even if they don't reach any concrete agreements at the summit.
I think there will be a more pragmatic line in the bilateral relationship. It will be less ideological, which is in line with both Putin's spirit and the spirit of the Republicans.
Russia's foreign ministry is fond of buzzwords, insisting that relations must be constructive, stable, and predictable. Officials here, though, admit they got off to a bad start with the Bush administration. Just a couple of months ago, Washington and Moscow were engaged in tit-for-tat expulsions of diplomats, and Russian officials were angrily denouncing U.S. plans for a missile defense. This week, one high-ranking advisor to Putin said he sees no evidence of any missile threat that would justify the Bush administration's planned defense system. Nevertheless, many Russian politicians say they've gotten the message that the Bush administration is determined to press ahead. Viktor Kremenyuk, the deputy director of Moscow's USA-Canada Institute, says Russia does not want to sit back and see Washington pull out of the anti-ballistic missile treaty.
I'm not regarding the ABM Treaty of 1972 as a sacred cow. It has permitted to both sides, I mean the Soviet Union and the United States, to go ahead and to sign dozens of agreements on arms control, on confidence building, on different other aspects, and finally, which permitted to end the Cold War. So it has a very brilliant history, but it's history. The problem is, you know, what to do with it in the present time.
Kremenyuk says now is the time to begin serious negotiations on new security arrangements. The Kremlin, for instance, would like to see deep cuts in nuclear arsenals. Alexander Pikhaev is a defense analyst with the Moscow Carnegie Center.
We still don't know how low Mr. Bush is ready to go in terms of nuclear reductions. If Washington decided to go very low and in real life through real dismantlement of strategic nuclear systems, not by just downloading or downloading, it would create really a post-Cold War type atmosphere which would facilitate Russian accommodation to the non-ABM treaty security environment.
Meaning Russia would consider moving beyond the ABM treaty. But the Russians don't want the ABM issue to overshadow the two-hour-long summit, also expected to cover Middle East and Balkans policies, as well as the economy. While the agenda is broad, Pikhaev says the Kremlin has become more realistic now about what can actually be achieved.
Russia does not anymore desperately seeking good relations with the United States. The attitude of the Putin administration is that, yes, good relations and breakthrough in the U.S.-Russian relations is extremely desirable, and Russia would be ready to pass its part of the way towards that. However, if the Bush administration would not be responsive to that, Russia would survive alone.
President Putin did get some advice from his predecessor, Boris Yeltsin, who had a chummy relationship with President Clinton, warned Putin to be ready for strong-arm negotiating tactics at the summit. In a television interview, Yeltsin said Americans tend to press down with force. The judo champion Vladimir Putin doesn't seem worried, though. Officials here say he'll be pushing his pragmatic line, and they're confident he'll be met with a similar approach from President Bush. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Moscow.